So, alum, welcome to the Erica Glessing Show, where you receive 8 minutes of daily inspiration for entrepreneurs and lightworkers. And my next guest is both. She is so much fun. She was a guest my first year. She's sexy and beautiful, grandmother. She's a healer. She's a wisdom person. She's just a go-to person when you're looking for, you know, that kind of energy that you require to change things. So, welcome, Angela Drake. How are you?
Oh, Erica, it's always wonderful to connect with you and your juiciness. How am I? Whoa. I'm me. I'm me. That's how I am. How's that?
Do you know, I think it's one of the hardest things in the world for people to actually be themselves. I mean, we joke about it, but that space of knowing you, who you are, and knowing your wildness and your energy, that space of being true to that is actually like a hero journey.
You know, it is. I call it drinking from your own nectar. And after you've dissected yourself, I've been forced to dissect myself time and time again and again. And in the revealing, excavation, and uncovering into this expansion, what ends up happening is you end up drinking from your own nectar. And all of these really, really smooth, oozing, gushing moments start to show up, right? And it just shows up, and floodgates open, and then expansion and spreading and smearing juiciness all over the place. It's, you know, so fun.
I think what's so interesting is it seems like from very young, we're basically shown to contract. Like, we're shown to be quiet in the classroom. Oh, yeah. You know, for me, you know, don't stand out so much in front of all your classmates. You know, don't show up as so bright. Don't do this. Don't do that. Don't speak unless you're spoken to. It's like, oh my gosh, until you're this tiny little pretzel. Don't play football because you're a girl. Like, it was just crazy how many don'ts that were thrown at us. And so what's one of the secrets for starting to turn back on and turn back up? What's an action someone can take to actually start changing that?
Well, I started asking questions, and the questions that I started to ask, I mean, I feel like I became the question. I started asking questions, and I stopped asking questions because revealings were just happening. But the question was for me, what greatest ease am I able to have fun with today? This happened for me at 15. What is the truth of my reality? What is the truth of what people are saying to me about myself regarding unfucking from the fuckery of being Roman Catholic, born into Roman Catholicism? It's too sexy. I'm too sexy. I'm too juicy. I need to be obedient. I need all these constructs. I mean, by the time I got to be what I am now, all of this at 46, which is such, I'm so non-miracle. I'm like non-digital. I'm this level of beauty and grace and wonderment. But when I started asking questions like, who really am I? What am I really here to do? How can I be who I am in the construct of this family? How the bleep did I get into this family? And what? Yeah. Totally. And I was watching my mom going, oh my God, my mom is so sexy, but she doesn't really know it yet. And now she thanks me for me being who I am. But for the longest time, I wasn't even invited to family gatherings. I was uninvited to family gatherings.
Right.
You know,
I used to think when I like wasn't invited to certain things that it was because I was too ugly. And that's kind of what they told me.
Oh yeah, no.
And then
not even.
But I'm just saying that's the feedback I got. Sure. They were embarrassed at how I looked. But now when I look at like the reality of it, it was actually the opposite. It was like being too bright. It wasn't actually what I was thrown was kind of a bag of goods, if you know what I'm saying.
I do know. Oh my goodness, I do. You were thrown wisdom, knowledge, knowing, and magic. I mean, Yeah. You know, Erica, how does it feel to be so, what's the sensation of being a curvilicious and a creator and bringing forth people's creativity out into the world? Because really, that's what you do.
Aw, well, I believe so strongly in speaking your voice, and the podcast medium now is a lot of fun for me to help people learn that. But as far as the books, you know, there's always something where I'm helping people and helping people kind of like step up into speaking who it is that they truly are, because we spend a lot of time not being able to say that. And so now it's really the planet needs us to be much bigger. We're actually being called to completely outcreate anything we thought was there before. I mean, Angela, aren't you finding that to be true?
Absolutely, daily. How can I outcreate myself? Who am I today? What can I do that is more of me today? How can I outcreate me today?
And you know what? I've been asking, like, how can I make more scandalous choices? I've made such safe choices for so many years. And so I'm basically exhausted with that. Like, I'm like, okay, that's really not very much fun for me anymore. So how can I actually get scandalous?
Absolutely. I love this so much. I resonated with what I read of you today and thought, oh my gosh, that is so my gushing reality right now. It's my evoking ooze. Honestly, how can I be more scandalous? And it's a little bit, it's not lonely, but I'm telling you right now, it is very interesting and strange.
Well, I mean, you're basically, Angela, when you step down off the airplane onto the, when you just step out of the airplane, I mean, basically like everything stops.
Well, it's been shown this way. It has been shown
You're just so stunning. It's like, it's funny because people kind of have to do like a double take, you know?
Well, it's definitely fun. It's definitely been, it's interesting with blood relations, not gonna lie. It's interesting with strangers and restaurants and car dealerships and things that I want. I get a lot of stuff for free. And that's another thing, is what will I get free today for being all of me today?
Oh, and my goodness, that is an interesting question.
Yeah, that's a good, I mean, that question is tantalizing and it tickles me. What can I get free today in being all of me today?
Yeah, I've never asked that question, actually.
Yeah, you'll get handed goodness and gifts and treasures left and right.
Aww.
Left and right. Yes.
Well, everyone, I don't know if you've tuned out or tuned back in, but you're listening to Angela Drake, and she's just so much fun, and I could talk to her all day, but we do have a little bit of a limit on the podcast minute. So, Angela, how do we reach you and find out more about you?
Absolutely. I'm all over social media. My Instagram is Angela Drake Official, Angela Drake Official. My Facebook is Angela Drake. That's my private, actually my family page. My public page on Facebook is Awake with Angela Drake. My YouTube is Awake with Angela Drake. And my Snapchat is Awake with Angela Drake.
Oh, I love it. Thanks for coming.
Thank you so much, Erica. Thank you.